Victoria Clare is an established sculptor and based in Kent. She's registered blind and lives with the eye condition retinitis pigmentosa. Now, Victoria has been sculpting in the medium of wood for over 20 years and has had many exhibitions over the last 4 years, including a solo exhibition at the House of Commons in 2015. Now, Victoria has a new exhibition coming up soon called Blind, A Sixth Sense, and she joins me now to tell us more about it. Hi, Victoria.
Hello there, Simon. How are you?
Ah, well, thank you. Now, so your exhibition's called Blind, A Sixth Sense. Tell us a bit about the actual exhibition.
Yes, I can certainly do that. The concept of the show really came to be in January of this year. Back in 2016, at the end of the year, I was being trained with a white cane, which has been something that, to be quite honest, I've always tried to avoid, but due to various accidents and trying to keep myself safe, I came to my senses and was trained with the cane, and soon realised within 3 months of training what a beautiful experience that actually was, because it gave me a whole another level of a sense of freedom and trust, actually. And I began to start accepting my situation with my eyes, which has been a long time coming, actually.
So what was it about the white cane? Was it the fact that you're publicly admitting then that you have sight problems? Was that the problem?
Yeah, I think there was always that sort of cliche with using the cane. Obviously, retinitis pigmentosa is one of those conditions where you can relatively go under the radar. It's not one of those conditions that look, when somebody looks at you, they can automatically see that you have a sight problem. And I've kind of been living like that since the age of 19 when I was diagnosed. You know, obviously, don't get me wrong, I tell people and I'm not, you know, kind of ashamed of it in any way. However, there's always been that little bit of, you know, I don't want people feeling sorry for me. And if you use a white cane, there's always that, are people looking at me then, you know, getting picked up, etc. So I think it was that, really.
And yeah. You fed this then into your work then?
Yes, indeed. So once this cane training was done, it just opened me up on a creative level. My work is always very much connected to myself in quite a spiritual way. And I think this led me to explore the visual arts from a blind perspective, which I feel right now at this moment in time is just something that isn't being explored by visual arts. It's very much you go to a gallery and you're not allowed to touch the work in any way, which automatically, straight away, puts people like myself and other visually impaired and blind people in the minority, because they're not then allowed to experience the work on show. So I wanted to create a whole new exhibition with 6 new pieces of work that people like myself could completely be immersed into. And also the flip side of that as well is to also invite people without a visual impairment into the visually impaired world, just to see how they feel and how they react, and you know, evoke imagination and sometimes even make them understand what it feels like to actually have a visual impairment.
So I believe that this is a different thing about this exhibition, isn't it? Because it's actually going to be in the dark.
It's going to be completely set in the dark, yes. Mm. It's, I believe, something that hasn't been done in this country before. The exhibition being set in complete darkness, the audience is invited to use all of their other senses to find out what the sculptures are and use their sense of feel and use their sense of smell and sound to discover what the work actually is, or indeed what they may think it is. All of the music that will be played in the background has been written by myself. I've been a musician for about as long as I've been a sculptor, actually. So I wrote all the pieces, and that will be played in the background, which also the album will be being sold at the gallery as well to create some more money for our guide dogs. And the logistics of it obviously has been probably the thing out of all of it that's had to be extremely carefully designed, which it has been, which the gallery that it's being held at is Beach Creative at Herne Bay, which is a lovely gallery. I've worked with them for over 3 years now with various exhibitions. And Mandy Troughton, who's the director, was absolutely more than overwhelmed to want to put it on. You know, it was a really good reaction. So it's all been properly looked into, and all the risk assessments and all that kind of thing have all been put in place. So, and it's going to be a very safe environment.
Are you very excited when you actually reveal a new exhibition, or do you find a little bit of apprehension creeping in?
I think these days, where I've kind of had quite a few exhibitions, it almost gets to the point where I click into autopilot, really.
I know what you mean. I do some musical work and outside my day job. And you do, don't you? You get to that, you kind of know your level of competence, but there's still always that when it's a new thing, you think, I wonder if people will get it or not.
Yeah. I think this is the thing with this particular exhibition. I mean, obviously, all the other exhibitions I've done have been quite normal, if you like. You know, the kind of very... I always like to encourage people to touch my work. I'm quite engaging when I like to be at the gallery when I'm showing, so I can engage with people and encourage them to do so. But, you know, this is very different because it really isn't about the work. Every other exhibition I've ever done has been about the art. And this is really the message, the blind sixth sense, which, like I say, is represented by six artworks. Each piece is sight, sound, smell, taste and touch, and then the sixth sense is really for the audience to decide what they feel that represents for them. For me, it represents a sense of trust and a sense of freedom, which I've explained I gained when I passed with my cane training.
And you've had a lot of support, haven't you, and encouragement from the charity Guide Dogs?
Yes, they've been quite helpful, and of course they were the people that trained me with the cane. So for me, I've got a very personal connection with the lovely lady, Rachel Newton, who was my cane trainer, to say thank you, because, you know, it really was down to her and her patience that got me through that, really. And now I have this wonderful life skill, which, you know, I'm always going to have now.
So I know it's going to be subjective, but what would you like people to take away from visiting the exhibition?
I think for me it's important that the sighted world understands a little more about the sight loss world and perhaps shows a little bit more empathy towards, you know, people like myself. I think it's very easy for people to be quite nonchalant and kind of very flippant about sight loss. And, you know, it's something that, yes, it's a very practical and physical disability, but there's a lot of emotional connection to losing your sight as well, which I think sometimes people don't quite understand.
The exhibition's called Blind a Sixth Sense. Just tell us again, when and where is it?
Okay, it runs from the 6th of February 2018, right the way through for a fortnight to the 18th of February, and it has a opening on the Saturday the 10th of February from 5 o'clock. That opening is for invitations, and it's at Beach Creative, which is at Herne Bay in Kent.
We wish you the best of luck with the exhibition, Victoria Clare. It's been an absolute pleasure getting a glimpse into your life. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks very much. Thank you, Simon. Bye.